veins. I've been driving this train, years in this lane. There's no stopping this flame, cause I came to the game and I changed it to play how I like, rearranged it to my own domain. Yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed. All the squad here to play, and I've got something to say, yeah. I work hard each and every day. I get lost in the words I say. I don't push pause, no, I push play. I won't stop till I make a change. I withdraw on the things I make. I turn flaws into flawless traits. I build tall, never cap in space. I won't stop till I hear him say.
All right, I hope everybody's doing well. My name is Dr. Imfan Akpan. And, well, before we get started, I would like to just say, please like and subscribe. Make sure you like and subscribe to the video. Take a second to do that right now. And it's important because of, it increases engagement. So I'm going to pause for a second while you hit that like button.
Ice in my veins, I've been driving this train. Years in this lane, there's no stopping this flame. Cause I came to the game and I changed it to play how I like, rearranged it to my own domain. Yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed.
All right, so I hope you click the like and the subscribe button. I love hearing that song as well. It's important because it helps with the algorithm. It helps to get us to connect with more individuals and really to share information. And that's the main reason that I'm doing this. Really, number one is for the students. So for those of you who are my students listening on the podcast, watching the video, this is to really help you, to give you some ideas, give you some information, just to push things forward. So that's number one. And for everyone else who's supporting, getting information, getting to know me and the work that I do, and I hope that helps as well. So everything is to just push things forward and to add as much value where I can. The big thing I wanted to talk about in the title of this video is ChatGPT-4 rise and fall. And I put a comprehensive analysis. And I would say this is probably not a very comprehensive analysis and more of a discussion, which was prompted by TikTok. So you may say, now I'm on, it's so funny, I'm on YouTube and Facebook talking about TikTok. Many of you will see snippets of this on TikTok, but where this came about was if you are on the TikTok app, you notice it gives you a reminder of your stories that were posted the year before. So if you log into the app and you've been posting stories, it'll show you the story that you posted a year before. So say on this day, you know, last year, this is what you posted, and it gives you the option to repost it. And what I thought was interesting was last year this time, you know, around this time, I had made a video on ChatGPT-4 being released. And it's so interesting because when we think about the timeline, and so much has changed, or should I say so much has happened, maybe not as much has changed for many of us, but there's been a great deal of happenings. What do I mean by that? Well, you think about it, ChatGPT was released at the end of November of 2022. By March of 2023, we had ChatGPT-4, which was mind-blowing. Fast forward to around the same time in 2024, and now the conversation is that Claude 3 is better. More exact, Claude was an Opus is better. And I remember how amazed I was with ChatGPT-4 and how it was designed, how it can, you see, there's my phone ringing. I was so amazed with how fast it was, the features, the things that could be done with it. And then now we're talking about a whole nother platform and it's considered to be slow. So is this the downfall of GPT-4? Is that it? Are we seeing the rise of Claude 3 or Claude or any other platforms? So I wanted to take a look at this. So one of the things I like to do is go to these, to go to the different blog sites for OpenAI and Anthropic. So if you go on Anthropic, their news, which is their blog, you can see the latest news. So they've got a lot of things going on. We'll touch back on this one. But let's see. Okay, I said the Opus, but it's actually the Haiku is considered the fastest model. So I misspoke. So you've got the Sonic, Opus, and was it Haiku? So you got the Haiku, and this was on March 13th. They released the Haiku model, and you can see how it compares. Now, it doesn't give you the GPT-4, it gives you 3.5, and it gives you a comparison with the five-shot prompting on undergraduate level knowledge. It's beating 3.5. And when we get to evaluations, it's beating 3.5. Now it's got Gemini Pro there. I'm not gonna touch on that. Let's look at this for the instant customer service. It's just music, so. So as you can see, that's pretty fast. So that looks pretty fast. And when we look through it and when we're using it and a lot of the feedback we get overall is that Claude is a lot, it's a lot faster, it's a lot better. And more of us are using Anthropic's Claude versus GPT-4. So let's look at this. On the 20th, Accenture, so Amazon Web Services and Accenture, they're going to be working, retrained a specialist using Anthropic, okay, help organizations. So they're working with Anthropic and Claude. That's great. So I know you're wondering, okay, we're seeing this. So what is OpenAI doing? And usually OpenAI has an answer to all of this. So what are they putting forward? Well, let's look. So when you go to their blog, we see Sora First Impressions. And Sora got a lot of hype as far as the image generation. And there's been a lot of feedback about it. These are some of the feedback. As great as Sora is at generating things that appear real, what excites us is its ability to make things that are totally surreal. So let's look at some examples. So this Shy Kids Airhead. Let's look at this. Let me make it larger. Let's make this larger. Let's see. Airhead by Shy Kids. Okay. Wow. This is a real Airhead. That's interesting. Okay. You kind of see something in that balloon, or at least I do, or I want to see something in the balloon. I think this is amazing. So I wonder, so we've got another video here. So they're giving examples of this, which looks amazing. Wow, look at that. What I'm curious about is, what was the prompting that went into this? How long did it take Sora to actually generate this? I mean, if everyone has access to, wow, look at that. That is awesome. What I'd like to see is, wow, is being able to put, let's say my image, if I could upload my image and just create a video, and then you could have your own movie. This is amazing. Look at that. Wow. That is pretty neat. That looks a little strange. That looks a little strange, but it's still amazing. Wow. So I guess, and these are some more videos. So I recommend going to, and this is from a musician. So you can only imagine the music videos that you can create, or, you know, the videos that would be created. So I'm just wondering, is OpenAI moving more into the video generation space? I mean, everyone's anticipating GPT-5 or 4.5. So we're looking for some sort of iteration or improvement. I wonder what is going to happen next. And I guess that's where I'll leave it. I'm going to leave it there. I want to leave everyone wondering, and I want to get your comments on what do you think? Is this the end of GPT-4 and the rise of another platform, or the rise, I should have said the rise of Claude? Or what do you think? Love to hear what you think. Have an amazing week.
Veins, I've been driving this train, years in this lane, there's no stopping this flame, cause I came to the game and I changed it to play, how I like, rearranged it to my own domain, yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off.